Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. With the news of last week and the horrible shooting at a synagogue outside of Pittsburgh, you know, it brought something into my news feed from Fred Rogers. Remember Mr. Rogers? And one of the things his mother used to tell him was to look for the helpers in every tragedy. And the question becomes, why can't the news and the media focus on those people? Right? We see all these horrific events and we want to blame everybody for what they did. And we want to focus on how terrible these people were and the victims. And I'm not saying that those people should be ignored. But what I think would be a much more positive way to deal with things would be to look at those helpers in the background, those people that are stepping up and really doing something about it and doing something to help, I should say. So even I think back to 9/11 and all the first responders that gave their lives, right, running into a burning building to save people, right, and sacrificing themselves in the process. Right, those are the people. Those are the true heroes around us. And so I think it's important every once in a while to just step back and look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself who you would be in a situation like that. And maybe it doesn't take a crisis. Maybe you should look at yourself in a lot of different situations and ask yourself, are you a helper in the office? Are you that person that diffuses situations? Are you that person that people want to talk to because you're there to solve problems? Or are you the person that creates problems by gossiping about other people, by talking about other people, by spreading gossip and doing things and starting rumors and things like that? You know, are you that person? And I think that's an important thing that we think about. Like, are you a helper in life? When your friends think of you, are you that person that they come to when they have a challenge that they need to solve? Or are you the person that they just say, well, you know, that person's fun to hang out with, but, you know, I would never go to them if I had anything serious I had to deal with. So think about that from the perspective you're in and ask yourself if you're happy where you are. You know, are you a helper? And if you are, do you feel like you're adding value to the people around you? Do you feel like you're adding value to situations? Are you truly helping out, or are you creating part of the problem? You know, it's been said before, you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. The goal in life, I would think, would be part of the solution. That's what we want to focus on. That's who we want to be. Be the helper. Be the person that focuses on the good. Be the one that takes care of people, and be the one that's that trusted person that people go to when they're facing a difficult situation of their own. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today, I just invite you to think about who you are. Are you that helper? Or are you that person that's getting in the way? Are you the problem solver? Or are you the problem creator? And if you're not happy with the answers that you're getting when you're asking yourself these questions, now is the perfect time to do something about it.